This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from, downtown Fluvanna? Is that how do we put that?
Just about. Beautiful Kent Store, Virginia.
There you go. Now, are you from there? Is your family from Fluvanna?
No, family's from Fredericksburg originally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so but Fluvanna's home at the moment.
There you go. So you talk about a place that's grown, Fredericksburg. It doesn't even look like the same place.
It's not. I remember the Spotsylvania Mall used to have a pond in front of it. It used to be a farm, and now it's nothing but development all the way out towards Chancellorsville, which is unimaginable when I was a kid.
Well, you know, my mom was, and her husband were one of those people contributing to that back in the late 90s, I think, before she passed away. They sold their house in Northern Virginia and moved out to one of those new neighborhoods out Route 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, expanding all the way down to Lake of Woods. And it's just amazing what Route 3 has become. It's become like 29, you know, here in Charlottesville.
It gets worse than that. You know, they're talking about building a Walmart out towards Route 20.
What?
Near the Wilderness Battlefield. That's right. They're talking about building one almost practically on top of the battlefield. And there's actually a movement to stop it at this point. But, I mean, that's how crazy the growth has gotten out there.
Wow. Gosh, that is amazing. Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia, and we have him on the program as much as we can to get his thoughts about little Virginia national politics from the GOP perspective. And Sean, the big news, of course, two big news items over the last few days here in Virginia. Governor Tim Kaine named the new chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee, Terry McAuliffe, who turns out is a nearly 20 years living in Northern Virginia, who knew, has stepped into the ring officially now to run for governor. Your thoughts about these two items?
Well, first with Governor Kaine going back on his word and choosing to accept the DNC chairmanship, the collective groans, not just from the media, but from the blogosphere, I think could be heard from miles around. The only one who seems deaf to them at the moment is Governor Kaine, which is unfortunate because here we are with a spending crisis, budget shortfall in Richmond, and all of the folks that have helped create it have essentially jumped ship. Brian Moran is running for governor, no longer has his House of Delegates seat. Jody Wagner, who is the treasurer in charge of it, is now running for lieutenant governor. Tim Kaine, who presided over the mess, is now getting ready to pack his bags and go to Washington. Rather unfortunate, quite honestly. Rather unfortunate.
And, of course, Tim Kaine says the last year that he'll be governor will be his first year as national chairman of the party, and he says he won't take a salary in the chairman's job, and it's sort of going to, the executive director who worked with Barack Obama on his campaign is sort of going to run the show until he gets there officially. But from some observers, and I would put you in that camp, think that, you know, this is going to compromise his ability to do his job here in Virginia.
Of course it is. And it's not a question of whether or not he's accepting salary from the DNC. That's not the issue. The issue is where is his focus and where is his attention? And if it's not on the office for which he was elected to do, for which he took an oath to perform, then quite honestly, he probably needs to consider which one's more important to him, being DNC chairman or which one's governor. Having divided loyalties at this point in time with the economy, with the spending shortfall in Richmond, this is not the time for divided leadership. It's time for real leadership. And unfortunately, Tim Kaine's legacy over the last 3 years certainly has been devoid of that, and he really doesn't seem to have much intention of following it up in the fourth with any meaningful leadership other than promoting his future career.
My guest is Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. And if you've got a comment or a question for Sean, you'd like to join the conversation, it's 977-1070. Let us hear from you. It's a local call, 977-1070. Sean, I was going to ask you about Kaine's legacy, and you actually used that word. Is Tim Kaine's legacy, when all is said and done, and he's out of office a year from about right now, is it going to be more about overseeing, Barack Obama's win here in Virginia and Virginia turning blue, some would say, or is it going to be about the budget shortfall and sort of, you know, what could be billions of dollars in his overseeing a budget that was off by billions of dollars?
Well, I'll tell you what, the comparisons to former Governor Jim Gilmore have certainly been very loud, and in some circles actually quite appropriate. None of the three candidates running for governor on the Democratic side of the fence are actually upholding the Cain legacy. As a matter of fact, most of them are trying to run on Warner's legacy in a spirit of nonpartisanship. Cain has been decidedly the opposite. He's been extraordinarily partisan in his tenure as governor. You know, backing that up now with becoming the chief partisan hack for the Democratic Party in Washington. The key trick, and this is, you know, from governors all the way back to you know towards, say, Blyles and Robb. Governors really have to work at establishing a legacy. And, you know, you could point back and just, I mean, Warner was the 2004 tax hike and sort of balancing the budget. Gilmore was the car tax. George Allen was parole. These things took years to establish. And at this point in time, you really can't point to any one thing that Tim Kaine has decidedly accomplished in his four-year tenure that you can point back to and say it was something he could establish a legacy on. Pre-K certainly hasn't seen any, certainly hasn't seen the light of day. Transportation reform certainly hasn't seen it. It just a litany of items. In his last year, now that he does have divided loyalties, you know, they'll be focused more on the elections, not just in Virginia, but also in New Jersey and other places where the DNC might take him. It remains rather difficult to see exactly where Tim hangs his hat on, other than the fact that a lot of things happened around him that he had very little effect on.
We're talking with Sean Kenny, the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia. Sean, you mentioned the race on the Democratic side for the gubernatorial nomination. That, of course, will be a statewide primary. Any registered voter can participate, and that will take place in June as Virginia voters choose the Democratic nominee for the governor's race, Cree Deeds, Terry McAuliffe, and Brian Moran. Your thoughts on that race?
Well, Terry McAuliffe has, you know, recently announced, and he's certainly throwing a lot of money around for Democratic candidates right now. Some observers have suggested that this attempt to buy the election. I'm not so sure that's a fair assessment of what McAuliffe's attempting to do. He's not necessarily trying to buy an election. He's trying to buy leadership. And this is one of McAuliffe's strengths, is that he can bring the resources to desperately needed support for Democratic candidates in places where otherwise they may not have a shot. On the flip side of the coin, though, I mean, Terry's got to, still has to establish himself as somebody who can lead in Virginia. He does sort of have a reputation problem as well. He's not exactly seen as a good government type. He's not necessarily seen as somebody who can really has a legislative background or any of those things. And he is an outsider. He's not a Virginian necessarily, and he's so far outside of the orbit that he's more of a Beltway Democrat than he is anything else.
And will that, would that help him, Sean?
Running for governor, you have Brian Moran, who certainly McAuliffe's entry into the race hurts more than anyone else. And he's got an additional problem to where he's no longer affecting policy in the House of Delegates. So Brian Moran now has to sort of establish himself very early and very quickly as to where his niche is. No longer can he claim to be the only candidate to bring Northern Virginia. No longer can he claim to have the legislative experience, which ironically puts Cree Deeds in a very unique position to establish himself. You have Terry McAuliffe and Brian Moran fighting each other in Northern Virginia. Cree Deeds is actually going to Richmond this session. He'll still have a state Senate seat. He'll be able to establish policy. If he gets a good, solid agenda behind him, not only can he really sort of focus and establish himself with those outside of the Beltway, not only can he go ahead and establish a good policy agenda for what the Democrats want to accomplish in 2009, but he also has a credential which probably isn't mentioned as often as Deeds would like, is that he came very, very close to beating Bob McDonnell in 2005 for the attorney general seat. So interesting times for the Democrats. Obviously, for the Republicans, we're united behind Bob McDonnell. We enjoy the fray, but I think we're all very conscious of two items. One, that the Democrats are no pushovers. They will bring every resource they have to bear. And two, that even after a very long primary for the Democratic nomination for president, a candidate emerged who roundly trounced what many outsiders believe to be the best candidate we had to put forward in 2008. So interesting times for the Democrats, but I don't think anybody's sitting down or taking anything lightly.
We're talking with Sean Kenny of the Virginia GOP. Let me ask you this. You had mentioned that Terry McAuliffe's connection with national politics might hurt him in his race for the state nomination, and I've certainly heard that. But in voter-rich Northern Virginia, where local politics is national politics, might that actually help him?
Yes, absolutely it would. The problem
just
is
in Northern
that,
Virginia.
He's so ingrained with sort of the mess in Washington. And he's done some quirky things. I think everybody could point to sort of the rum bit. I mean, the pictures are all over the internet where he's hawking his own rum. that's weird. And Terry's got to get over that weird factor, and I'm not so sure that he's going to be able to. There's also the additional problem where it is a whole candidacy. And persona to date just seemed to have this saccharine element to it, whereas folks like Brian Moran and Creed Eads are very real. I mean, they have their policy positions, they fought on their policy positions, they've been elected on their positions, and they've executed those positions in Richmond. Terry McAuliffe has not. So, you know, yes, the national politics connection, you know, not necessarily a detriment in Northern Virginia, but yeah. You get outside the Beltway, and that hurts Terry. It hurts him badly. And so it remains to be seen. It's not an insurmountable disadvantage, but it remains to be seen how he's going to break out of that stigma.
So, Sean, no matter who wins the Democratic nomination, they'll be running against Bob McDonnell, who will be the Republican nominee. Remind us first when that, because that'll be a convention, not a primary. And number two, how does Bob McDonnell beat whoever the Democratic nominee? How does Bob McDonnell win in 2009?
Well, Bob McDonnell is already the nominee for the Republican Party. That was announced at the Advance in December of last year. There is no contest there. It's established. It's going on. Bob McDonnell wins with three distinct advantages. One, he is the Attorney General and the Chief Law Enforcement Officer in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and his record has been superb. He's worked across party lines, but he hasn't squelched on any of his principles, which is a remarkable achievement. Two, he's also probably one of the better candidates that the Republican Party has put forward in many, many years. And that includes comparing him with George Allen back in 1993. He's very charismatic. He has very deep roots in Virginia. He has a military background. He has roots in Hampton Roads. Right, as of right now, obviously living towards Richmond, he's very well established himself with grassroots locals. And he's just a personable guy. He's down to earth and just a good, decent human being. Third, and this I think is something that many people would overlook, but it's obviously pretty important to pay attention to, is that Bob McDonnell does surround himself with the best and brightest. His staff is probably one of the most outreaching, excellent staff you could possibly hope to meet. That's not only in the Attorney General's office, but on the political end as well. He does attract the best and brightest. This is not going to be a typical Republican campaign, like, say, with Kilgore or George Allen or some of the other seats in 2007 where you've had sort of a fractured Republican Party. You've got a GOP that has united behind a very charismatic and able candidate and staff, quite honestly, that can take advantage of any of the pitfalls the Democrats might place in front of them. So this really, I mean, it's difficult somewhat to say that. Maybe from a Democratic perspective, you point at 2005, 2006, 2007 and say, we've heard this before. But this one's real. This one's real. Bob McDonnell stands, he's in charge of a very unified party right now. He's doing very well in fundraising. He's got the right staff in front of him. This is really a critical moment for the Democrats. If they can win the governor's mansion this year, they can capitalize on all the rhetoric we've heard over the last 3 years. Bob McDonnell's probably not going to let that happen easily, though.
Sean Kenny is the former director of communications for the Republican Party of Virginia and joins us frequently on this program. Sean, thank you, my friend. Talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.